Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Zayin, Avodah Zarah 37. Previously on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara told us in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Eilu Dvarim Shalovdei Kochavim Asurin V'ein Isuran Isurana. These are the things of an idolater that are prohibited, but they are not prohibited to derive benefit, they're only prohibited to eat. And amongst those things, the Mishnah listed milk that was not seen by a Jew when it was milked but in the idolater's farm. And the second thing is the bread of an idolater. And then the third thing that the Mishnah lists is the shemen shelhen, their oil. However, comes along our Mishnah and then says, Rebbe u'beis dino hitiro ha-shemen, that Rebbe in his court allowed the oil. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav explains that this is the Bezdin, not of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. And so on our Daf, on Lamed Zayim and Aleph, the Gemara goes into that fact in greater depth, because the Gemara on Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph at the bottom explained how is Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya able to nullify this decree against the oil. This had been a decree that had been established by the students of Shammai and Hillel, and so therefore we have a concept that a person who comes after somebody else is not able to nullify an earlier decree. So the Gemara explains there that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was able to nullify the decree even though it was established by an earlier Bezdin, because the decree against oil was such a harsh decree that it was a decree that the tzibur was inon yecholin lamud ba. It was a decree that the public was unable to withstand. The community couldn't withstand it. And so therefore, as a consequence of this, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya and his Bezdin were able to nullify and overturn that decree. So in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara explains the following incident. Mistamik va'azol Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya akasve de Rabbi Simlai Shama'e, that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was walking along, and while he was walking, he was leaning on the shoulders of his student, Rabbi Simlai. So Rabbi Simlai was attending. He was attending to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, and he was helping him. He was helping him by having him lean on him while he walked. So Amarei, so Simlai, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Simlai, he called him by his first name Simlai because he was a student, Lo Yisa Amish, but Beis HaMidrash, Kishei Tarnu Es HaShemen. You weren't in the Beis Medrash yesterday, you weren't in the study hall when we overturned the decree against the oil, and we said people are allowed to eat the oil, even the oil from idolaters. So Rabbi Simlai responded to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Biamenu tatir afasa pas, meaning to say, now that you have allowed the oil, what you should also allow in our days that is that you should allow the bread of the idolaters, because this is also a decree that is too difficult for the community to withstand. So Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Simlai, I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Because if I do that, im kain Karula Beistina Sharia, they're going to call my court a court that is just a permissive court, an overly lenient court. And indeed, Maimonides rules this way in laws of in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Alachaches, Chapter 2, Law 8, that any court that has allowed two things, that has been lenient in two areas, should be very slow before allowing, being permissive and allowing a third area. And one reason is because we're concerned that if you're too permissive, that they're going to dismiss your earlier decisions. And the second reason that's offered for this is because that if you're too permissive, then other people who are not as learned will assume that they can be permissive as well. And so therefore, a court that's allowed two things should be very careful before allowing the third thing. And Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya will explain that he's already allowed two things, and therefore he was reluctant to also allow and overturn the decree on bread. So the Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya cites as a mission of the actions of Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Sreda, who was part of a court, and he testified about three areas that were permitted, and they called him Yosef Sharia, Yosef the permitted one. And the three things that he allowed was he allowed a locust that was called an ayal, that was its name, and he also allowed the liquid of the butcher shop, the liquid that was brought as sacrifices in the butchery. He said that liquid was not ritually impure, that it was not tamei. And the third thing, and the Gemara is going to go on to
discussed this, he said that anybody that touched a dead body was going to be considered to be ritually impure. So those are the three areas that got him to be called Yosef Sharia, Yosef the permitted one. But the basic incident that we're talking about is where Rabbi Yehuda Nasir was leaning on Rabbi Simlai, who was serving as his attendant. But Rabbi Simlai, at the same time, was studying Torah from him. So the Oruch Haner asks the question. We know that the Gemara Megillah states that it's prohibited to use as an attendant somebody who's studying Torah, studying halachos. He's not allowed to perform the service upon you that normally an attendant does. So how was Rabbi Yehuda Nasir able to use Rabbi Simlai as his attendant if Rabbi Simlai was studying Torah at the same time? And even if he's your student, it would be prohibited, says the Aruch Haner, based upon that Gemara Megillah Daf Chav. So the Aruch Haner's answer is no, because the service was being done to allow Rabbi Yehuda Nasir to understand the Torah clear and to be able to formulate his position in a clearer fashion. Such a service is permitted to be made even though the person who's doing it is a student of Torah. So if he's serving the Rebbe in order to help the Rebbe have a clearer thought and be able to teach the Torah clearer, then it doesn't fit within this prohibition that we learned in the Gemara Megillah Daf Kaf Ches. Another explanation is that there's two different types of service. One is a service which is done out of avdus, that's like really menial labor, and another one is done out of an act of kindness to help somebody. If it's done out of an act of kindness, that would actually be permitted and wouldn't be included within this prohibition.